Misechtas Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel, 12 lines in the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Hahu Gavir, the Kaddish Besifta Da'asa, there was this person, let's call him Ruvain, who's Mekadish Rachel with a mat of myrtle branches that were rolled up. So Armalei, she said to him, Vales Bashar Puta, Lemaisa, this won't work as Kedushin because it's not valued as a Shar Puta. And Armalei and Ruvain said to Rachel, Tiktish Ba Bazuz at Ispa, that in this mat that's rolled up, there's also four Zuz, and therefore you should be Mekudeshas to me with those four Zuz. Shaklus of Ishtika, and upon hearing this, Rachel kept the mat and didn't throw it back to him. And Amar Rava, and Rava states that even though it is a general rule that shtika is kaida, havishtikus de lachem atamais, however, over here, hashtika happened after the nesin samais, then Reuven did not actually take any action at this point in order to give her the money, v'choshtikus de lachem atamais, lav klumi, merely being quiet after she already received the money, that would not be considered a valid kedushin. And as Rashi says in the first of the wide lines at the bottom of Amid, the hide the shaskum mishun lo ichbisla, and the reason why Rachel kept quiet is because she didn't care to say anything, as Meimer Amra, as she said to herself, Meikar Lavadaita Hakakablusinu, as Lamaisa originally when I received this mat, I didn't receive it based on the four Zuz that was inside it, and therefore there was no reason for me to protest and to say that I don't want to be Mukudeshes. And the Girsa that we have in Agamara is that when Reuven said that his four Zuz inside this mat, he said, Tiktish Baba Zuzi de Ispa. And the Taisriya Zakin says that even though generally we say that a person has to say Hariat Mukudeshes Li, and over here he didn't use the Lashon Li, but still Yadai Mechiches, as originally when he gave it a mat, he said Areyat Mekudeshes Li, and therefore when he's now clarifying that he meant that I want to be Mekadeshu with the four Zuz, he doesn't have to necessarily say the word Li again. However, the Tezriya Zakin also brings down another Gersa where Regurus Lashon Tiskadesh Li, that Reuven once again said the Lashon Li. And just to point out that certainly if Rachel would have said that I accept the four Zuz as my Kesef Kedushin, it would certainly be a valid Kedushin, even though Reuven did not go and once again give this mat to Rachel and give the four Zuz to Rachel. And the Teis Rit, however, clarifies that it's only if Reuven once again said that you should be Mekudesh to me through these four Zuz. However, Reuven only said that there are four Zuz in this mat, and Einu Emol Klum, Shadiba Rishon Ein Mamish, because the original Diba is not considered valid Diba, Kivin Sheisha Sava, Shein Nesel Ela Hitzifta, as at that point this woman only thought that he's giving her the mat, the Ein Bashar Puta, Hilkach Tzarech Oid Sheyema, Tik the Shlib, Abba Zuzi, the Ispa, Ayin and Teis Rit. And also, Ayin and Rishonim will discuss that according to Shmuel that we saw on Yud Beis and Aleph that said that even if Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel with something which is less than Shar Pruta, B'chashin and Shem Shar Pruta B'madai, so L'chir over here, why does woman say that's less than Shar Pruta and therefore she's not Mekudeshes, if L'chir it should be a Suffolk Mekudeshes because maybe this mat is worth a Shar Pruta in a different area. And Mepashas is not similar to the case of Shmuel, as over here the woman specifically said that I don't want to be Mekabel this since in this location this mat is not considered a Shar Pruta, but I in the Rishonim that discuss this in detail. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava states, Minah Minala, how do I know that Kol Shtikus Lachem Atamayis is Lav Klumi? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Amar La, Kinsi Sel Zub Pagadin, if Reuven says to Rachel, take this Sela and hold it for me and guard it for me as a Pagadin, V'chazva Amar La, and then Reuven said to her, after she already had this Pagadin, Hiskashli Bai, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me based on you having this Pagadin and keeping the Pagadin. So B'shas Matamayis Mekudeshes, if he said it prior to giving her this money, then it would be a valid Kedushin. However, once Reuven gave the money to Rachel, then Ratzah Mekudeshes, Loi Ratzah in Mekudeshes. And the Gemara will now explain what does the Braisa mean when it says Ratzah Loi Ratzah, as the Gemara asks, My Ratzah, My Loi Ratzah. And the Gemara states, Elaim Ratzah da Amrin, if you didn't tell me that the case was where Rachel said that I want to be Mekudeshes to you, then Loi Ratzah da Amrloi. And when the Braisa says Loi Ratzah da Amrloi, that Rachel specifically said, I don't want to be Mekudeshes to you, so if this is true, Mechlal de Resha ki Amrloi Nami have a Kedushin, and L'chir, we should then be Medayik. Then the ratio where we stated b'shas matam mayis mekudeshes, that even if she doesn't want to be mekudeshes, it would still be a valid kedushin. And we continue on daf yigim lomad alf amayin. The gemara is l'chir. How could that be? V'ka amr loy, but Rachel specified and said, I do not want to be mekudeshes, and therefore even if Reuven said this prior to giving the begotten to Rachel, l'chir of course it should not be a valid kedushin because of course you can't be mekadesh a woman bal kocha. And the gemara continues el lav, and therefore it must be when the brisa used the terminology of ratza loy ratza. Ratza means the that she specified and said that I want to be Mekudeshes to you. When the Braisa says Loi Ratzah that she did not want, it doesn't mean that she specified and said I do not want to be Mekudeshes, because certainly Kedushin cannot be done by Kocha, and therefore both in the Ration and the Sefer would not be a valid Kedushin. But the Sefer is teaching us that where she kept quiet, it would not be considered a valid Kedushin. And Rishma Minah Shtika Dalacha Matamayis Lav Klumu, that the reason why it's not considered a valid Kedushin in the Sefer is because initially when Reuven gave her this money, he gave it to her as a Pekadin, and only afterwards did he tell her, Skachli, And therefore, since it's after Matan Mois, Rachel felt that she could be quiet and she didn't have to say anything because she felt that it's definitely not going to be a valid Kedushin. And therefore, of course, there's no Smichas Das and no Gemir Das from Rachel to be Mekudeshes. As Rashi explains that even though the Brisa used the Lashon of Loi Rotzo, which is Mashman, and she specified and said, I don't want, however, Rashi explains, Hachika Amra, Loi Amru Roitzani, that she did not say that she wants to be Mekudeshes and she kept quiet. And of course, in the ratio where Reuven said this Lashon prior to giving her this Pekodin and prior to giving her this money, so in that case, even if Rachel kept quiet, it would be a valid Kedushin. And since Reuven said to her, I want to be Mekadesh you with this Mar, and then he gave her the money, so if she didn't want the Kedushin to be Chal, she should have said, I don't want to be Mekudeshes to you. And by the fact that she didn't say anything, it's almost like the concept of Shtik Kaida, and she was masking to this Kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Kashuba b'pum dahara mishmed Rav Huna b'ed Rav Shua, then the place called Pum dahara, Rabbanon, asked the Shailin, the name of Rav Huna b'ed Rav Shua, and he asked on Rava, the Midami, that how can you bring a raya from the case of Pekodin to the case of the mat? L'chari, that's not a valid raya, as the cases aren't similar at all. As Hasan Bateris Pekodin Yavinun Le'ala, and when Reuven gave the Pekodin to Rachel, he gave it to Bateris Pekodin, and there was a chiv on her to guard that Pekodin. So Sovra, therefore she thought, if I would throw it back at Reuven, Umitbury, and it would break, Mechavanul Behu, I would be chayiv to pay him back, and therefore she didn't want to throw it back at him, and therefore we can understand that even though she kept quiet, it's not considered a valid Kedushin. But Hachar Bateris Kedushin Yavinun Le'ala, in the case of Rava, Reuven gave to Matt to Rachel Bateris Kedushin, and afterwards when Reuven told her that there are four zuz inside the mat, the Isla Nichala, if she didn't want this Kedushin to be Chal, Lishdinu, she should have thrown it back at Reuven. Even if the coins would get lost when she threw it back at him, she would not be Chayiv in any case because she was not Mekabel Shmir on herself. And L'chari, by the fact that Rachel did not throw the coins and the mat back to Reuven and she kept quiet, L'chari, it should be a riot that she actually wanted the Kedushin and that she was Nichalei, and therefore it should be a valid Kedushin. The Gemara continues, Paruch Rav Achoy, so Rav Achoy is on these Rabbanon or Pum Na'ara that brought this question on Rava from Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, that L'chari, it's not a good question. As Otu Kulu Noshi, Dina Gemiri, do you think that every woman knows and is a Baki in Dina Mamnis, Hachinami Savra, in this case also, where Reuven gave her the money, B'Teris Kedushin, she also thought that Ishadinalu Mitburi or Samagurus Umis Badri, Mishaibana Bachu Yisayo, that if I would throw the money back and they would break, or as the Rishash's Gurus, that the money would get lost and it would spread around, would be responsible to pay them back, and that's why she has a good svar, why she didn't throw it back, and why she was quiet, and she did not think it was a valid Kedushin, and therefore Rava's Dimyan between the case of Pekodin and the case of the mat is a valid Dimyan. We explained the words Dina Gamiri that's referring to Dina Mamnis, because the Riha Zaken says that Noshim are not Bekiyas in Dina Mamnis, but there are certain Dinim that Noshim are Bekiyas, as the Gemara in Perka Ish Mekadosh states that Benegei Maisi Sheni Ishi Yadash in Maisi Sheni Mischal Al Yodo. And the Gemara continues, Sholcha Rav Acha Barav Kamed Rabina, Rav Acha Barav asked Rabina Kahai Gav Namai, ultimately what is the halacha in the case where Reuven gave Rachel a mat and then afterwards told her that there are four zuz inside and she kept quiet? And Sholcha Lein, Rabina responded back to Rav Acha Barav, Anam Le Shmil on Hod Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua, we never heard the question that the Rabbanon asked in the name of Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua, and therefore we're not going to be choshish for that Shaila because we have the teretz of Rav Achoy. However, Asoyin the Shmil Luchu Choshilu, but since you did hear the Shaila, by the fact that you asked this question, it seemed that you bothered by the Shaila, so therefore you should be choshish for this Kedushin, even though Rachel was quiet, but if Rachel wants to go and marry someone else, then Misafik, you should require her to receive a get from Reuven. And Rashi explains, Lo Shmilon, Lo Hu Amalonu, that he didn't tell this Shaila to us, Lo Achim Ishmoy, and we didn't hear from someone else in his name. And the Gemara continues, Ha'isa, there was this woman that Kamizavne Vashchi, that she was selling some sort of silk belt or silk ribbons, Asa Hu Gavra Chotu Vashchimina, and there was this person that went and grabbed this ribbon and this belt from her, Amrulay, and she said to him, Havinale, give it back to me, Amla, and Reuven said to Rachel, Yevinalech Mekudashusli, if I give it back to you, would you be Mekudashus to me? Shaklu Seva Ishtaka, and Rachel took the belt back and she kept quiet. Rav Nachman stated, Yechayla Meima, that she could say that it's not a Dal Kedushin, as in Shakli, that's true, I did take it, and he did tell me that if I take it, I would be Mekudesh to him, but Vididi Shakli, but on my side, I didn't feel I had to say anything because I was taking my own belt, and therefore it was my money, and I never even had a hamun that this Kedushin would be a Dal Kedushin, and therefore I kept quiet. The Gemara continues, Isvei Ravel Rav Nachman, so Rav asked the following question from Rav Nachman, as there's a Brisa that states, Kitcha Begazel V'chamas V'gneva, or Shechot of Sal Miyada V'kitcha Mekudeshes, that if Reuven stole something from Rachel, either it was Begolui and it was considered Gazel, or it was B'chamas, as he gave her money, but really she did not want to sell to him. As Rashi says, Gazel, D'lo Yav Dami, Chamas, D'yav Dami, Avaloy Nisratzu Balu Ma'ilun Limka, but both of them are done Begolui. Reuven stole stole something from Rachel and it was done besesa, which is called Gneva, or he grabbed the seller from her hands and then he said, I want to be Mekadesh you with this money, and of course that money originally belonged to Rachel, the din is Mekudeshes, that as long as Rachel keeps quiet, it would be a valid Kedushin. Therefore, Ravi asked Rav Nachman that why should it be a valid Kedushin if L'chari Rachel should be able to tell Ruvain in Shakli v'di Shakli, that even though I took it from you, but L'maisa was my money, and that's why I kept quiet. And the Gemara answers, Hasam in the Shadach, that over there we're talking about a case where they were talking about in Yoni Kedushin and in Yoni Nisuin prior to him going and stealing this money and giving it back there. And as Rashi adds in, Shadiba ba Kedil Melchem v'disratis l'skadishloi, and she actually agreed to be Mekudeshes to him, to Hasam Kishaskam Shundanichlahu, and therefore, if she kept quiet, it must be because she was agreeable that it would be a valid Kedushin. And even though, of course, he stole this money from her, L'maisa, since she was Nisratza for Kedushin, it must be that she was Meichel the money to Reuven, and therefore it's considered as if Reuven gave money to Rachel. However, in the case of Rav Nachman, we're talking about a scenario where they were not talking about Shidduchim, and Rachel never agreed to get married to Reuven, and therefore, even though Rachel took this money, she didn't feel the need to say anything because she knew that it can't be Mekadesha with her own item and her own money. And Rav Nachman says, how do I know there's a difference between where she was talking to him about Kedushin and Nisuyin, and she agreed to be Mekudeshes to him, and in the case where they did not agree to be Mekudeshes, the Tanya, as we have a stereo between the two brises, as in one brisa we learned, that if Reuven says to Rachel, take this seller that I'm chayv to you, and then he said to Iskachli boy, and instead of taking this money as a payment towards the chayv, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me, b'shas matamais, ratza Mekudeshes, loy ratza in Mekudeshes. If Reuven said this at the time that he gave her this money, then ratza Mekudeshes, loy ratza in Mekudeshes, and the Gemara will once again explain what the term ratza and loy ratza means in this case of the brisa. However, after Reuven gave her the seller and he told her kinsi selzu shani chayv l'chi, and then afterwards he said his skatchili boy over there afilu rotsa in mekudeshes, even if Rachel wants to be mekudeshes, it would not be a valid kedushin. Certainly, the moment that Reuven paid back his chayv to Rachel, then the money already belonged to Rachel, and now you can't change the use of this money to be kedushin. And Rav Nachman continues to explain this brisa, my rotsa, my loy rotsa. What did Reisha mean when it stated that if she was rotsa, it would be a valid kedushin, and if she was loy rotsa, it would not be a valid kedushin? If it's talking about a case where Rachel said yes, or in the case of Loi Ratzah she said no, her ishta kavik kedushin, and it's mashma if she kept quiet, it would be valid kedushin. Vinistim kudeshes tam kihasam. And if that's the case, then the Reisha should have just said that if Reuven said this lashon b'shas matan mois prior to giving her this money, then it would be a valid kedushin. Certainly, there's no chiddush that Ratzah in Loi Ratzah Loi, because certainly if she doesn't want this kedushin to be valid, of course it would not be a valid kedushin. Once the brisa would have used the lashon of mekudeshes tama, then we would understand that it means that even if she's kept quiet, there will be a valid kedushin. Just like when we had the brisa on the Afyud Beis Mabeis, where the brisa stated that kinsi selazu bepekadin v'chazva amloi skatchli boy b'shas matamais mekudeshes, and the brisa did not have to say that rotsa in and le rotsa loy. And Rashi explains the diba maschal name mekudeshes tam v'le itzach flugi v'lemeima, and didn't have to make a chilk and state chi amr loy that ain't mekudeshes, that if she said specifically that she doesn't want to be mekudeshes, it would not be a valid kedushin. She'afak tanim yodim boy, as even Tanim know this halacha, and there's no need to state that in the Braisa. Therefore, Rav Nachman states, by the fact that the Braisa stated Ratza in and Le Ratza Loi, so it must be El Le Ratza Da Amrin. When the Braisa stated that B'shas Matan Mois Ratza Mekudeshes and Le Ratza In Mekudeshes, it must be telling us if Rachel specifically agreed to be Mekudeshes, it would be a valid Kedushin. And when the Braisa states Le Ratza, it doesn't mean that she did not desire the Kedushin and she specified that she doesn't want to get married, but it just means that she was quiet because Tani the In Mekudeshes. And we see in this case, when she was quiet, the din is that's not a valid kedushin, even though Reuven already told her before he gave her the money that I wanted you to be mekudeshes to me through this money. And my timer, yichay lemeima in shakli v'di shakli. And what is the reason that we say that's not a valid kedushin? Because Rachel could say that the reason I kept quiet is because you originally told me that you're giving me this $100 in order to pay off the chayiv that you owed me, and therefore I said I'm receiving my own money, and therefore there's no reason not to take it. And of course I didn't have to say anything, as I understood that you can't be mekadesh me using my own money. And Rav Nachman says that this brisa is actually exactly the same din and the outcome as what I stated that a woman can say in shakli v'didi shakli. However, Rav Nachman continues and he asks elakashahach. There is actually a stira from the same brisa that Rav asks on my shita. This same question will be a stira directly on the brisa that I just mentioned. The kitcha begezel v'chamas of gneva is shechotav selam yada v'kitcha that the brisa stated mekudeshes, and the brisa does not say that Rachel kutayna that in shakli v'didi shakli, and since she is quiet, therefore we said it's a valid kedusha. And Rav Nachman continues, Alav Shmami Noah, that my Yisoid must be correct, that Hod Shadach for Hod Shalei Shadach. In the first Brisa, when we said that it's not a valid Kedushin, that's talking about a case where we're not talking about Shaduchim. They never agreed to get married, and therefore she could tie in Chatvi v'didi Chatvi. However, in the second Brisa that we mentioned beforehand of Kitcha Begezel v'chomis of Gneva, where we said that if the Kaddish Shadach is a valid Kedushin, that was talking about a case where originally and initially they were talking about Nisuyin, and she agreed that she wants to get married to Reuven. In that case, even though he took her own money that was stolen from her and gives it to her, and she kept quiet, she would not be able to tie in at that point that in Chatvi v'did Chatvi, since she already agreed to get married to Reuven, therefore when Reuven gave her any money, even though that money belonged to her, she should have protested and she should have been Meicha, and by the fact that she kept quiet, therefore it shows that she actually acquiesced, and it must be it's a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara continued, Ki nach nafshi Rabasi, when Rabasi was Nifta, Ayla Rabbanon continued with Shmaitse, the Rabbanon went to Beis Medrash in order to gather different Shmaitses of Rabasi, and as Rashi says, that in the Skatzel Beis Medrash for Amru, that anyone had heard a Dvach Chiddush from Rabasi should say it and make sure that everyone knows about it, in order that we should gather together all of his Chiddushim and we should not forget his Chiddushim. It's interesting to note that the Gemara will actually bring three different members that Rabasi stated, and all these members will not actually be the Chiddushim of Rabasi, and Rabasi is actually saying over Chiddushim either from Ramani or from Rabbi Yechron. The Gemara begins with the first member, Amalehum Rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, that this Talmud Chacham, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov, said, Hachi Amar Rabasi Amar Ramani. This is what Rabasi said in the name of Ramani, Kashem She'ini Shaniknis Bepachs B'Shar Pruta, just like we learned that a woman cannot be Niknis and cannot be Miskadeshes with less than a Shar Pruta, Kachin Kaka Niknis Bepachs B'Shar Pruta. Similarly, a person cannot be Koine Kaka with less than a Shar Pruta. Amulei, and they asked him, Vatanya, but we have a Brisa that states, Afal Pi She'ini Shaniknis Bepachs B'Shar Pruta, Kaka Niknis Bepachs B'Shar Pruta, and it seems clear from this Brisa that one can be Koine Kaka with less than a Shar Pruta. Amulei responded, Ki Tanya Hi B'Chlipin, that in Chanami, that Kaka Niknis Bepachs B'Shar Pruta, but not based on the kinyan of kesef, and it's based on an entirely different type of kinyan, kol chalipin, the tanya, as we learned in the brisa, koinim b'kli, the afapish ain by shar puto, that a person could be koinim something by using a kli and using the kinyan of chalipin, even though that kli is not worth a shar puto. And although it's true that you could use chalipin in order to be koinim kaka, however, as we learned earlier, a person cannot use chalipin in order to be koinim isha, as isha would pachs b'shar puto, loy mekanya nafsha. And in the top Taisis states, tema lucher zekasha, dahabal elamedek ipcha, da kinyan isha. The whole way that we knew that a woman could be konui and could be mekudush with kesef is only from a sada, and therefore l'chayra this member should have been exactly the opposite, and it should say k'shem she'ina kaka niknas bepachas b'shar puta kach isha in niknas bepachas b'shar puta. And Taisus says b'shem yishleim the less like jayashav the kicha kicha. It could be the Rabbi Ami did not learn the din of kesef from kicha kicha. He learned it from the other limud that we had previously. We learned out the din of kinyan kesef by an isha from the din of arba avriya, which states for yatzach. And Ayin and Taisis, who brings the second teretz as well. And the Gemara continues with the second memra that they said over in the base medrash at the time that Rabbi Asi was nifta, Hadi Yasvi v'kamri. So then they said, and they once again said, Hadam Rabbi Huda Meshmuel, that this memra that we already saw of Rabbi Huda named Meshmuel, that kol she'ini yudei b'tiv gittin v'kedushin lo yalei esek riman, anyone that is not a baki in the halachas of kedushin and gittin should not get involved and be misad the kedushin and be misad the gittin. As we learned previously, the reason for this is because if they make a mistake, it could turn out that there will be a problem of arayas. Potentially, this could cause mamzeris, and therefore, Amr Rabasi or Rabbi Yechron, Rabasi said, "Name Rabbi Yechron, the kashon la'ilum yesim b'dar mabul." If someone goes and paskins dine kedushin and is misad the gittin and he's not a baki in hilchas gittin and kedushin, he will potentially cause destruction to the world greater than the dar mabul. And then, as the pasuk says in Hosea, "Allah yibachachesh v'ratzayach v'gana v'noyev parzu v'damim v'damim nago." The navi is listing terrible averis of shvua sheka, as well as murderers, kidnappers, as well as someone that will be mizano, and different bloods will come into contact with each other and intermingle. And the Gemara continues, Me'i mashmo, that how do we see from this pasuk in Hosea, if someone causes znus in this world, that's worse than the actual Dharma Mabel. And the Gemara explains, Kedem Tagim Rabbi Yosef, who we know was a Sagi Nar, and therefore he was a Baki in Tagim, and as Rashi says, Davi Baki b'Tagim Nevi'im, Shetirgim Yenisim b'Nuziel, he explains when the pasuk in Hosea states, Partsu Dom b'Dom b'Nago, is referring to a case of Eishitzish, and the Lashon of Partsu comes from the Lashon of V'chein Yifreitz, the B'nai Yisrael will spread out and will have multiple children, and therefore the tagam is moldabinim in a sheikh avrayan, that a person will have children with the wife of his friends. Of course, any child that's born will be considered a mamzer, and choyvin al choyvin meisifin, by doing so, they're increasing multiple choyvis on Klai Yisrael and multiple unshin to come on Klai Yisrael. Except in the next pasuk in Hosea states, al kein te'av al ha'aretz for umlal kol yeshiba, the pasuk tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu will cause great destruction. This destruction will occur on people, and b'chayis ha'sod v'if ha'shemayim v'gam d'gei ha'yom. Seifu. We therefore see that this destruction will not only happen to the Chayas and the Eifais, but it will also happen to the fish in the sea. V'ilu b'dar mabel and b'degeir dar mabel and nigzur gzira al dogim shebiyam. We know that the gzira of the mabel was not nigzur on the dogim in the sea. And then, as the pasuk says in Noyah, kol she nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav mikol she b'charav mesu, but it was only anything in the dry land. V'loy dogim shebiyam v'ilu hacha v'ilu dogim shebiyam. And we see over here the inish was even on the fish in the sea. And the Gemara asks, v'ima adavil kulu, that how do you know it is only on Eishes Ish, and that's where this terrible incident will happen? Maybe it's because they did all these things, and it was Shvuah Sheka, it was murder, there was kidnapping and stealing, and it was also the Abir of Eishes Ish. And the Gemara states, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk in Yemin says, can pay Allah of La'aretz, even just for someone swearing falsely, the land will be destroyed, and the land will become an Aval. As Rashi says, Miu Shamin Minar, that even though this Pasuk is not relevant to the Pasuk in Isaiah, but we see from there, that Kol Chodah Ka'ama Al Kente Aval, that on each one individually, the Pasuk tells us that there will be Avelis, the Allah Chodim Hanach the Krakami, as Allah is one of the ones that were mentioned in the Pasuk in Isaiah. The Gemara is, for Ema Allah Chod, Bahanach Luchudain, maybe in a Chinami from the Pasuk in Yemiya, we see that for Allah itself, you'll have terrible destruction, but maybe for all the rest, it will not be individually. The Inish will only come once you do all of these Avelis as a group. We continue at Afyu Gimel Beis, Mik Siv Ufarzu, in the Pasuk in Isaiah, it doesn't say a Vav of Ufarzu, Parzu Ksiv, it just says Parzu, since we do not have a Vav that's Moisav Al Nirishin, so therefore we see that being Parzu by itself will be enough of a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring terrible destruction on Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues with the third member that they said in the Beis Medrash after Abasi died, and they said it over in the name of Abasi, that Hadar Yasif HaKamri, afterwards they said, and they said that Hadar Tanan, or Abasi spoke about the Mishnah in Masechet Kinim that states, HaIsh Shavir Chatoso Meso, if there was a woman who's a Yeledes, and therefore she's chayav to bring either a Benyoino or Torah for Chatos Oif and a Keves La'ila, and she brought already a Chatos before she died, and then she died prior to bringing her oila, so Yaviyu Yarshin Oilasa, the din is that her Yarshin have to bring the oila, and Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mishmuel, Vahisha Fushasa Mechayim, it's only if Rachel was mafrish the oila prior to dying, Avalei Fushasa Mechayim, but if Rachel was not mafrish the oila prior to dying, Loi, that they do not have to bring the Yarshin, and we can't force them to bring such a carbon. Rashi tells us that the Chiddush is, Vahusha Fushasa Mechayim, Vashmein in the Krevel Achimisa, that even though she died, we still bring her oila for her after she dies. However, if she wasn't mafrish the oila, then we would not force the Yarshim to go and be makvit shlo nischayv nechassim, as there's no chiv and there's no lien on these nechassim. And the Gemara states that based on this memory of Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, Alma Kasava, so we see that he holds Shibud allowed the Raisa, even though Rachel was already chayv to bring an oila, that Shibud would not create a lien on her property, and therefore the Yarshim do not have to go ahead and bring this oila, and the same would apply to a milval peh, since it was not written in a shtar, therefore there would not be a Shibud that attaches to her nechassim and to the estate, and they would not have to bring that oila, and they would not have to pay off the milva. It's in that case that Amr Abasi, Amr Beichron, the Rabasi in the name of Beichron, argued on Rabbi Huda Mishmol, and they said, Afagav Shalei Frisha Mechayim, that even though Rachel did not separate the oila Mechayim, would still force the Yarshim to bring an oila on behalf of this woman, even though she already died. We would take money from her estate in order to pay off this chayiv and to make sure that they bring this oila. And Alma Kasava, Shibuda Havi Deraisa, and therefore we see the Rabasi in the name of Beichron holds that Shibud is Deraisa, and therefore there's an obligation on the Nechassim and on the estate of Rachel. The Gemara continues, that why do we have to say the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Neim Shmuel and Rabbi Asi and Neim Rabbi Echon, but the gay case where a woman died and is chayiv in oila? We already saw this machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel on the one side and Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish on another side. As the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, as Rabbi Shmuel both say, milvah peh in a goy min a yarshin v'loy min a chuchas, that if a person has a milvah peh, that you can't be goy with that chay from yarshin. As Rabbi Shmuel both hold that Shibud lav the Raisa. However, Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish Darmi Tavayu, milvah peh goy v'bay min a yarshin bay min a chuchas, because Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish hold that Shibud is the Raisa. Gemara continues, tzricha, that we need both of these machlekesim, and we need the machlekes b'negeira din of Yeledes that's chayiv in oila and dies, and we also need the machlekes b'negeira milvah peh, as the eat my baha, if we would only say this machlekes b'negeira the case of milvah peh, baha kam Shmuel, maybe we would say that Shmuel holds that Shibud is lav deraisa, mishum d'loy milvah b'ksu b'tari, as this is not considered a milvah ksu b'tari, and therefore the obligation is not so strong, that's why Shmuel holds that Shibud is lav deraisa. However, avu b'hach b'negeira the case of a woman that dies who is already chayiv el oila, a meidul Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish, since it's considered a milvah ksu b'tari, therefore it's ksu b'shtar damya, possibly Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish that Shibud is deraisa, v'yash min b'har, and if we only say the machlekes between Rabbi Echon and Shmuel in the case of Hegdish and the case of a woman who dies while she's chayiv in oila, maybe b'hakam Rabbi Echon the milvah ksu b'tari. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yechon says that the Yerushim are chayiv to bring the Oila because it's a milvah ksuv b'tayr, and therefore it's ksuv b'shtar damya, and it's a stronger shibud. But maybe in the case of a milvah peh, since it's not a milvah ksuv b'tayr, so it's not considered a strong obligation, maybe Rabbi Yechon would agree to Shmuel that shibud is lav deraisa, and therefore tzricha. That's why we have to say machlek is between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon if shibud is deraisa or shibud is lav deraisa in all cases, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a milvah ksuv b'tayr or if it's a milvah that's not ksuv b'tayr. We will first finish the sugya, and then we will explain in greater detail as to the definition of a milvah ksuv b'tayr versus a milvah she'in ksuv b'tayr, and we'll also explain a little bit further what it means when we say shibud is lav deraisa. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Papa states that hilchasa that halacha is milvah peh goy min ayoshim ve'ina goy min alukuchos. If Reuven lends money to Shimon and to milvah peh, and then Shimon dies, then you could be goy v'da chay from yoshim. However, Reuven will not be able to be goy v'da chay from lukuchos. And the Gemara explains that why is it that Rav Papa split the baby as goy min ayoshim shibud raisa? Rav Papa holds that you goy from the yoshim because as he passes like Rav Asi and name Rav Yechon that shibud is the raisa. However, he also passes that ina goy min alukuchos to less like kolah. The Rabbanim made a takana in order to protect buyers, as since the milva was not written in a document and was only milva peh, therefore it will not be a call, and therefore potentially a buyer may not know that there's actually a lien on this property when he bought this property, and therefore in order to protect buyers, we said that even though shibud is deraisa, we still do not allow a person to go and collect the chay from the lekuchos unless the milva was actually written in the shtar, and then there's a call, and therefore the buyer should have known better than to buy the sada, and he should have realized that there's a lien on this field, and as the Tzriya Zaken says, that yesh l'kol v'inu d'afsidu anafshayu. Before continuing, let's just point out, Rashi diba maschel lav deraisi, that loimba de nechaso de inish arvin bay, that shibud lav deraisi means, that the nechaso of a person is not an ariv for him, u'mishtabdu medin ariv, and therefore it's not meshubid from a din ariv, v'yu milval peh u'milval shtar shavin, and therefore by right, a milval peh and a milval shtar should be the same, and there should be no shibud. However, by a milval b'shtar, shu shibdai, because the person himself actually was mishabdu himself, since he wrote that my nechassim should be achray to you, therefore it's meshubed. However, milvah peh loy mishtabdi, that milvah peh would not be meshubed since you didn't contract around it. And according to this mandama, we hold shibud lav deraisa. And the Gemara mentioned the concept of milvah ksuv b'tayra, and Rashi explained that something that's lav milvah ksuv b'tayra is loy hutl of chayv meisa melech. There was no chayv placed in you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, element iski meisa atzmai. This chayv was incurred by you by your own accord. You didn't necessarily have to take out this loan, and therefore in that case we say it's not as strong of a shibud. We do not consider it as if it's ksuv b'shtar. However, the chiv of a woman to bring a carbon oila based on being yerledes is a chiv that was placed on her by a kadosh baruch hu, and the shibud in that case is a lot stronger. And Taisa states at the top of the amid milvah ksuv b'tayra pirish kagoyin kabanas upinya ben ve'erchem v'nizokin shloi hayoydin yonin sinis halalu im loish nischay v'tayra b'feirish, that we would not know that a person has obligated these dinim unless the tayra actually specified it. Our milvah kagoyin but even though the Torah tells you you have to pay back, as over there the Torah would not have to tell us how much you have to pay back, as the pshita mashu lovot tzarich lefreya, that what a person borrowed he has to pay back. And also prior to continuing, let's point out that a puppet is told that the halach is milvah peh is goyim in the yashim because he holds shibud raisa ve'ina goyim in the lukuchais, because even though shibud raisa this is that kona for lukuchais and the less lakala, and he entices that he asks steer from the Gemara Mishachs Bab Basra, where a pup himself said the milva pez goyim in the yashim shloi tinol dals for nei lovin ve'in the goyim al kuchas the shibud lav deraisa and lecheri he says himself minei obey ayin in taisis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that a Mishnah started isha niklis b'shalosh drachim v'koines asma b'shtei drachim, and the Mishnah then stated v'koines asma beget uve misa zabal. And the Gemara begins bishle meget, that I understand regarding a get that a woman is no longer considered ish zish, and at that point once she receives a get she's able to get married to anyone else. As the pasuk says, v'chassel of seif akrisis, and then the pasuk says, v'yatzim beis of halcha v'yisli shachar, and therefore we see that she could get married, and she's no longer an eishes ish. However, the Gemara is al misa ba'al minalan. How do we know that if Reuven dies, that Rachel is no longer considered eishes ish, and she is no longer restricted, and she could get married? And the Gemara says, svaru, that's a svara. Who asra? Reuven was the one that asked her akuli alma kahegdish v'hu sharsa, and now that he died and he's no longer around, therefore he's matar to go and get married. And the Gemara is that lachir the svara is not necessarily a valid svara. Because our Arias, that Lemaisa b'negeid Arias, for example, Reuven's brother Shimon, or Reuven's children, or Reuven's father, the Asa Lahu, v'loy Sharlu, that even though the only reason why the Asa to Rachel is because Reuven married Rachel, and Lemaisa, even if Reuven died, we know know that Rachel is not mutter to marry his brother unless it's a case of Yibam. She's not allowed to marry any of his children or his father, even though Reuven already died. Therefore, we see that there's not necessarily a svara that because he asked someone on her, therefore, once he dies, that it matters her. Therefore, we're back to the original question that how do we know that if Reuven died, then Rachel at this point will no longer be an Eishes Ish and will be able to get married to someone else? And the Gemara states, Element Amrachbana Yivam Ishain Labana Masura, since the Torah tells us that Reuven was married to Rachel and then Reuven died without having any children, that Rachel is now a Shemeres Yavam, specifically by a Shemeres Yavam, the Torah tells us, Lesia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar, that she can't go and marry to anyone else, and she could only either have Chalitza or Yibam with Shimon. It's Mashmaha Yesh Labanim, if Reuven would have died and had children, then Muteris, that Rachel would be Mutter to go and marry anyone else. However, the Gemara states that how do you know that that actually is the right Diyuk, as Vidumma, as maybe the Diyuk should be as follows, In Labanim Asula Alma Vishar Liyavam, that if Reuven died without having any children, then Rachel is also to everyone else, but she's going to be Mutter to go and marry Shimon. There's a mitzvah on Shimon to marry her, Lahakim Lach of Shame, Vyesh Labanim, if Reuven had children prior to dying, and therefore Rachel does not fall Yibam, maybe Mises Habal does not release the restriction of Rachel to marry anyone else. In that case, not only would she not be able to marry anyone, as she's still considered Eishes Ish, but she wouldn't even be able to marry Reuven's brother Shimon, and as the Gemara says, L'kulei Alma Nami Asura. Therefore, we're back to the original question, that how do we know that if Reuven dies, that Rachel will no longer be an Eishes Ish, and she could go get married? And the Gemara says, Alma Dom Rachman Alman L'Kayin Gadol Asura, by the fact that Terry says that Alman is also to get married to a Kayin Gadol, and it's Mashmahal the Kayin Hedid Sharia, that she is Mutter to go and get married to either a Kayin Hedid or to Yisrael, and we therefore see that a woman goes out from Ishus and is no longer an Ishus Ish once her husband dies. And once again, the Gemara states that you can't bring Mariah from the case of Alman L'Kayin Gadol, as Vidilma L'Kayin Gadol B'Lav L'Kulei Alman Basay, that maybe the Diyak is that the Terry tells us that if there's a woman who's an Almana, then she can't marry a Kayin Gadol, and if she does so, there's an Isalav. However, she goes and marries someone else, that in a chenami, there's no longer any lav, and there's no longer a din of Karis or of Mises Bezin. However, she would still be also to marry anyone else based on Asay. And Rashi says, what would be the Asay? As the Pasuk says, V'yotzav ha'hoysel ishachar, that through having a get, that you'll be able to go and get married to someone else, and it's mashma, that is only alidei gerishin, v'loy alidei misa, to v'shil chuzu, v'loy lacheres mashma, and it's mashma only because you sent her away, therefore you're able to get married. However, if she wasn't sent away, and Reuven died, she would not be able to get married to someone else. The lava above Machlal Asay is an Asay. And Taisus brings another Makar as Aymarid, the Ik Asay, Beishes Ish, Kagoyim, Vidavik Beishtai, Veloy Beishes Chaverai. And the Gemara continues and asks, Hi Asay, my Avidite, how is it Shaykh to think that a woman whose husband died would have an Asay that she can't get married? As Lokharia, up until the point that her husband died, she was Asa Kuliyama Kahegdish, and she was a full fledged Eishes Ish, and if someone was Mizana with her, it would be Chay Mises Bezdin and Karis. How is it possible that now that the husband died, there would only be an Asay? And as the Gemara explains, Ida Hani Misa Bal, when Reuven dies, it removes her status as a full-fledged Eishes Ish. So Tishri Lagamri, then Lachari, she removed it completely. It shouldn't even be an Asay. And Ida Layahani Misa Bal, and if by the husband dying, it doesn't help at all, so Tukba Mimilsa Kamaisa, then Lachari, she should still be an Eishes Ish, and there should still be a Chiyah Misa and a Chiyah Karis. Where do we find that there could be some sort of a release that releases her partially and doesn't release her fully? And the Gemara says, Allah Maloi, why don't we say that it's possible to have something that releases someone in one way, but it doesn't release completely? And as Rashi says, Lashin Kushu, Vichiloy Dova Hagenu Kain, is this not a proper thing? But a Maisa, Fikhtim Misa, Vokim Talase, it's possible that the Mises Habal takes her away from a Chiyah Misa, and she's no longer a full fledged Eishes Ish. But Maisa doesn't remove her Din Eishes Ish completely, and if someone's Mizana with her, it would be Oivan and Issa Asay. The Gemara points out that we have precedent for this, as me to have a Psula Mikdashin, that's just like we find by Psula Mikdashin, and Mikara Ispu Mi'ila Vasir Begizva Veda, that originally when they were Hegdish, there was a Chiyav of Mi'ilah, and they were also Begizva Veda. As we know, once it became Psula Mikdashin, therefore there's a din that you could be Purik, that animal, and you could redeem it, and at that point, Mi'ilah Lespu, there's no longer a din of Mi'ilah. However, Begizva Veda Asiri, we have Xeris Akasa that teaches us that still also to go and shear the wool of this animal, and shear the hair of this animal, and it's also to work this animal. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechet Bechayis, that there's Xeris Akasa, Tizbach V'lay Gisa, Batsa V'lay Cholov, V'darish Leib, Psula Mikdashin, La'ach B'dainan. If once again we're back to the original question, that how do we know when a husband dies that a woman is Mutal Gamri and she could get married and is not even an Issa Asay? And the Gemara therefore says, Elamid Amikra, that the way we know that Mises Habal works is based on a pasuk that states, Penyamas B'muhammad Ish Acha Yichana, that when people are going to war, they said that anyone that just got married should not go to war, as maybe he'll die and then another person will go and marry his wife. And therefore we see that once a person dies and his wife is now no longer an Eish HaSish, and someone else could marry her, and is not even an Isasei. The Gemara asks, Maslar Shishu Reid Rav Idi, so Shishu Reid Rav Idi asks, Eimim Man Acher Yavam, maybe when the Torah says that if someone dies in Melchama, that someone else will go and marry her, is not referring to anyone else in the world, as potentially there is an Isasei, and the only time that someone else could marry her is in the case where that man didn't have children yet, and therefore his brother, who is the Yavam, could go and marry her and do Yibam. So Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says, Beis Shuvas B'davar, I have two responses. Chod the Yavam Lo Yikri Acher, when comparing a Yavam to the rest of the world, we wouldn't call the Yavam an Acher. Certainly he is much closer to the person's brother than everyone else in the world. Since the Pasuk is telling us that this person could get married to her, it must be telling us, Ish Acher, that even if this person is not the Yavam, that they could get married to her, and there is no Issa any longer since Reuven died, and even if Reuven died with children, Rachel could go and get married to anyone else in the world. Misa Baal releases her completely, and she's no longer an Eishes Ish, and is not even an Issasei. Rav Ashi continues, V'oid, and another response is that Ksiv, Lemaisa, the Pasuk, B'negeya Gerishin, states, Usnea Isha Achrein, V'chasav Lo Sefer Krisis, V'nasim B'yada, V'shilcho in Beisai, Oy Ki Yomasa Isha Achrein, Asher L'kacha Loi L'isha. And based on the fact that this Pasuk talks about the Din of Gerishin and the Din of Mises Habal in the same Pasuk, therefore, V'iskish Misa L'Gerishin, there's a hekish between Mises Habal and Gerishin, Ma Gerishin Shari V'Gemeres, just like we said B'negeya Gerishin at the beginning of the Gemara, and it's Pasha that once a man gives a get to his wife, that she's mutter to get married to anyone, as the Pasuk says, V'yatsu M'beis of Halcha V'yisil Shachar, and therefore, Af Misa Shari V'Gemeres, also when there's Misa Habal, it completely severs the relationship between Reuven and Rachel is no longer an Eishes Ish, and she could go get married to anyone she wants, as long as that person is not one of the Arayis that was Asatah based on her marriage to Reuven, and we will stop over here.